Here.
Michaels.
Present.
Sexton.
Present.
Strong. Taylor.
Here.
Coer.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Taylor.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of minutes for August 11th, 2023.
So moved. Second.
That's open for discussion or correction. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation. Seeing none. Communication from the board. No communication for the board. Jeff, how come the highway commissioners don't be here like they used to?
Well, that was before my time. They just, I don't know. I guess they're busy, especially right now. They're finishing up seal coating, and most of them are probably getting in the field.
Hardwood's hitting it hard, I noticed.
Yeah.
Okay, no communication. Need approval of the county and township motor fuel claim, tax claim for August 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Next thing is the county engineer's report.
So we've got the petition request and resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for the Posodum job that was tabled last time because we needed to update the cost estimate based on a revised size of the culvert that's going in in Posodum. So the updated costs there, $29,802, are in the new petition. And the resolution is there. So I would ask for your approval of that tabled petition and resolution.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Taylor.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Okay, seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
The next item is also from Posodum Township. Petition requesting a resolution approving appropriation of county bridge funds for a bridge project. This is a project that first came to the Highway Committee in April of 2021. It was supposed to be not a replacement, but a repair, and we passed a petition and resolution for a $400,000 project in Posodum Township at that time. The bridge can't be repaired. It's on the National Historic Register, so we have to do some special construction on the new sides of the bridge to make it look like the old bridge. And obviously the bridge has grown considerably in cost from $400,000. Now we're estimating somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.2 million to replace that bridge. So this is at that intersection down there of 250 and 700 East, which also causes some roadway work that has to be done for the approaches coming in and out of the T road there. So it's going to be, the project has grown in scope, obviously, since April of 2021. So there was, like I said, a petition and resolution that went to the board. It was resolution number 2021-123. So I'd ask that in your motion, you rescind that resolution appropriating $400,000 and instead pass this resolution for the $1.2 million.
I make a motion that we rescind the prior resolution and adopt the new resolution 21-18110-00-VR.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
I have a question.
Okay, Diane.
From 400,000 to 1.2 million, I mean, is some of this going to be state or federal money?
It's township bridge funds.
Yeah, but that's a big chunk out of the fund.
We get 1.3 to 1.4 million a year out of, in that particular fund from the state. So that will pay for 80% of the 1.2 million. And then the township will pay for 10% and the county will pay for 10% out of the county bridge fund. So yeah, that'll take up a major portion of our TBP money, hopefully next year, if we can get this project approved through all the different agencies that have to approve it for next year.
Is there, for some reason, I was thinking there was another couple big bridge projects coming up also.
There's some other township bridge projects for next year that we'll just
have
to.
This could cut us short here.
Yeah, we're gonna end up putting a couple on the shelf for the following year.
Okay.
In order, but this one is
has to be done.
It's the one of the only posted bridges that the townships have on their entire system,
right.
And it's been in bad shape for a long time. But whenever you have to go through the State Historic Preservation Office.
It's extra.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, yeah. That's taken a couple years right there just to get it through all that. And then, of course, with that comes more scrutiny from all the other agencies. But we're very close to getting through all that and getting it designed. Hopefully we'll get it approved for bidding sometime this winter and bid it late winter, early spring. That's the plan. We're doing this one in-house. Ryan is doing the actual bridge design, so we're saving costs there, but versus 1.2 million, you know, that's a savings, and it's a big savings for the township, because the township doesn't have to pay their half of consulting fees, then it saves them, you know, quite a bit of money.
And then how long is that going to be closed? Because this sounds like a pretty big project.
It'll be closed for the majority of the summer.
Okay.
Probably 3 to 4 months to do a project of this magnitude.
Okay.
Lose its historical value once you replace it?
These rails on the side have, they call them the Texas rails, and they're just old concrete with kind of a U-shaped cutout in them, arch in them. So originally, we thought we could replace it with just a standard bridge design like we always do. Well, the standard deck beams that we put on township bridges won't hold the weight of those rails on the side. So that puts us into having to design a steel beam concrete deck bridge in order to facilitate these rails. So that probably took it from a million up to 1.2 million,
sure.
You know, because usually when you go from repair to replacement, it about doubles the price of the bridge. But we're also looking at COVID effects here, because the original estimate was done 2020, 2021, somewhere in there.
Sure.
Now we're looking at an estimate in this day's dollars. So everything's gone up. The cost of actually replacing those rails, IDOT has given us the standard that we have to use in order to replace those rails, so that they look very similar to the rails. There's no way to pick this bridge up or to go around it or to do anything historic with it like you could with a truss bridge. Sometimes they'll just pick those up and put them somewhere else, maybe on a walking trail or something like that. But this one, there's just no way to reuse the old structure.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, the next item is a resolution. It's that standard resolution that we're now using from IDOT to appropriate funds from the motor fuel tax funds for $289,700. This is the pavement management system service that we've been using, you know, for the last 15 years that we've had great success with. Mm-hmm. It runs out in 2023, so we have to re-up the contract for the next 5 years from 2024 to 2028 with Applied Research Associates. So they give us a five-year, we've always done a five-year contract with them. And you can see there on page 21 of your total packet, the scope of work and the prices that are included in that scope in a given year. They vary from year to year depending on how much effort they have to put into their yearly work that they do for us. Mm-hmm. Like the first year, they just do an update of the pavement management system, which means they go in and put in all the road work that we've done, all the maintenance that we've done. They project into the future. They give us a pavement condition index. And then the following year, which is the big number there, the 108,000, mm-hmm. that's when they actually go out, do all the videoing of the network. They actually take out their falling weight deflectometer truck, and they run every road in the county, and they measure the strength of the overall roadway based on how much it deflects when they use their falling weight deflectometer. So that's why that year is kind of a bigger number. And the next year they do a PMS update, but then the following year they don't do the strength of the roadways, but they'll go out and film everything where they look at the cracks and they look at the rutting and they look at everything that's happening on our roadways in order to give us a tighter view of what our pavement condition is and what our future needs are going to be. So in total, it adds up $289,700. It's actually a little bit less than the contract that we had last mm-hmm. time, just because mm-hmm. they only have to do the big scope of work, you know, once in 2025. So it's a great system that we use and hang our hat on for doing all of our roadway projects. Mm-hmm. And I would ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating the funds for that contract with
MMA. So moved. Second, Michaels.
Yeah, it's open for discussion.
Can I just say this has been probably one of the best spent money that yeah. we've done for preventive when yeah. many other areas we are not
more reactive.
Taking correct. Yeah. We're more reactive. You're right, yeah. Leah.
And that costs so much more.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as you look through it over the five-year period, that's not a lot of money.
Yes.
Compared, I mean, it is, but each year for what they're doing and what right. we're getting out of it, I like that this is a five-year contract and it's a solid bid and it's not going right. to change.
Exactly.
So I really yep. like them doing this.
Great.
And they're good.
They are good. They're very professional. They do a great job. Bill comes once every, yeah. whenever I ask him to kind of yeah. give us an update on what's going on.
Right.
And we'll probably do that again when we get probably the strength numbers mm-hmm. so that you can kind of give you an idea of where we're at. But mm-hmm. as I said during our budget meeting, when I was up during the legislative hearing, you know, our PCIs continue to stay high. We're hoping with the two projects that we're doing up mm-hmm. here to the north and east that our pavement condition index will grow a little bit higher, maybe up pushing 80 after they run it again. Based on our new construction and new maintenance.
Do you share this with the cities?
No. They got their own. I don't know who they use, but they don't use ARA. They use another local firm. Mm-hmm. I think the city of Urbana used to do it themselves. Mm. But I believe they've got a contract now with a local pavement management company. But our roads don't run through the cities of Urbana and Champaign. They run through some of the smaller communities. But I would it would be easy for me to predict that our PCI is much better than either the city of Champaign or Urbana, riding yeah. their roads daily.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And the last resolution is for contract award authorities. You know, we always do the township aggregate bids in the beginning of the winter, sometime in November is usually when it happens. And the sooner we can get those awarded and get all of the awards aggregated into 28 different townships and get them down to IDOT and get their approval and get them back. We like to make sure that by January 1st, the aggregate haulers can start hauling the aggregate for the townships. It's typically something that they do during the winter months when the trucks aren't so busy doing everything else. So hopefully that helps us get better costs for the townships for their aggregate. Now, I don't know how many of them will actually use the bid this year because they raised the bid amount for townships to be the same as the counties in the last legislative session. They went to $30,000 in total bid before they have to actually, or total amount before they actually have to bid. So we'll see. The numbers kind of went down over the years just because it's easier for them just to get it when they want it than to bid it. But a number of them will still use the aggregate bid that we do, regardless of whether they bid it or whether they just keep it on their own underneath $30,000. The money still is paid for out of their motor fuel tax fund, typically, for them to do the work. So I would ask for you to pass the resolution, giving me the authority, because it's basically township work, to award those aggregate contracts. And once they're bid, I always bring them back to the Highway Committee and show you what happened. But the sooner we can get them awarded, the better off we'll be.
So moved. Second.
Been moved and second. Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
The only other thing I had before you go to your semi-annual review of closed sessions is we talked about this at the last meeting, that it's highly possible that October 6th we wouldn't have a meeting because I'm going to be out of town. Right. I think we've got everything kind of up to speed here for not needing a meeting in October, but we'll definitely need a November meeting because we have some annual resolutions that need to be passed at that. So I'll talk to Chair Covert, you know, the weeks preceding October 6th and make sure that we don't have anything that's emergency that needs to come to the Highway Committee. If we need to, Jenny can run the meeting. It'd probably just be very short, but I would look to not have a meeting in October if that's okay with the committee. So that's the end of my report, Madam Chair.
Okay, next thing is a closed session minutes review for the Highway and Transportation. You got to.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to go into closed session or just keep it open? I don't think we have to go into closed session with what they're wanting to do.
Have you ever seen this yet? Mm-hmm. Okay, what did the state attorney say?
There's three of them in there?
Is that in the motion there? I can read this. It's pursuant to the statutory requirement to conduct a semi-annual review of all closed meeting minutes, I move that the closed meeting minutes of the Highway Committee be maintained as closed to protect the public interest or the privacy of individuals, with the exception of the minutes from June 29, 2004, July 8, 2004, which may now be determined as open session minutes.
I second.
Second. So, all in favor of keeping the minutes except the ones that can be open, closed, say aye.
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 Or the shot. With the shot. Dings at the shot, too.
Okay, so there's no chair's report. Oh, we got to go. We didn't go in the closed session, so.
No, ma'am.
So there's no chair's report. The designation of items to be placed on the consent agenda is 8, 9, 10, and 11, and 12. Do 12 go on the consent agenda?
I don't know. I don't think that, we've never actually opened meeting minutes, I remember. Does that have to go, Steve, to any kind of board action?
That's an excellent question.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, and I don't recall board minutes being on the consent. Oh, gosh, I don't know, not today.
On the action, or it's just stated, they...
Yeah.
Didn't know whether they remained closed or whatever.
Okay, so is it anything that the committee want to bring in front of the committee? Okay, then I declare us adjourned.
Alrighty, thank you.
Great meeting. Short and sweet today.
Especially since it's my third one this week.
Oh, yeah.
I had two, for me to meet on Wednesday.